Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm Sam.
And we are going to read another chapter.
Yeah, today we are alone.
Yes, Mac is unfortunately sick and lies in bed.
Yeah.
We ate breakfast. Was very nice. We are, like, I'm very, how can you say, cozy and calm. And
yeah, you have a blanket over your legs.
Lying in my bed.
Yeah.
My Sam is sitting next to me.
Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor, as always.
Yeah.
And yeah, today we are going to continue reading the bonus chapters, mm-hmm. which we read in August. Today is January.
Today is January.
Today is January.
It's the 12th.
It's been January. A while.
Yeah.
It's been a while, actually. So yeah, there was a reason, like, I had my master thesis in between. We recorded a lot of episodes, like, very early.
Yeah.
So that you, dear listener, how can you say?
Can't have a break from us.
Yeah, can't have a break from us. We will not take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, this screen is kind of annoying me.
Okay.
I will just put it down.
Yeah, okay. Put it down.
Put my screen down. Yeah, so what do you... no, wait. We are fiction after lunch. What was our not lunch, but breakfast?
We had breakfast. I had some old bread. Mindy made a wonderful egg for me.
Yeah, it looks very like the creamy inside.
Yeah, it was creamy inside, which was very nice. And I had some peanut butter with marmalade and some cashew butter also with marmalade.
Only marmalade, but it was a very good marmalade. It's like this
orange
marmalade from a specific company, and they are really good.
Yeah, they have little pieces inside.
Yeah. We are not sponsored by them, so I will not say the name, but they are really good. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, and what did I had? I mainly ate eggplant cream. Like, mm-hmm. I had a glass full of eggplant cream.
Yeah.
Like, already made and brought it in the store.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yes. I brought it in the store.
Bought.
Yes. I was just, like, bringing my own stuff to the store and then buying it again.
Yes.
Selling my eggplant cream to them.
It's 10 nice. In the morning. We are still asleep.
Yeah, there's actually a Mac lying in the bed next room, so...
Yeah.
We try not to be too hyperactive, but I don't know what will happen in this chapter, because I wrote down the text yesterday while we were like in the cafe.
Yeah, you had to type the text from your handwritten notes from
school.
From Teeny Mindy.
Teeny Mindy. When I was, I think we assume that I was 16 or something. Maybe a little bit older. Yeah. And it's horrible. Yeah. I just saw some sentences yesterday. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This will be... Cringe! Yeah, but what has been going on in our life? Like, the last recording was in September.
Yeah.
And now we skip to January. What happened until then? I think I just told, I finished my masterpiece. I did nothing else in between. Yeah. Did something for you change?
I've been doing a lot of stuff, some literature stuff. I've been doing different volunteer work, additionally volunteer work. I've been tutoring. I think I've never mentioned it on the podcast, which was a great experience for me. And yeah, fun joining another group. First things were fine, and then just yesterday we had a big argument, and I'm starting to think that I might be the problem after all.
Like, every time when you join people are like, oh, why are there always so many arguments when
why
I'm there?
Are they all stupid? Why?
Maybe
I might be the problem. I'm sorry to everyone I ever worked with.
I'm working with you.
Yeah, but you let me do whatever I want, and you rarely say, no, Sam, don't do that. Don't be a little shit. You never say that.
I would say this, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You just let me do the stuff I want to do. And I'm not... I will never get used to people telling me not to do stuff I want to do.
Maybe sometimes they have a reason.
But the reason is stupid. Yeah, we had a big argument about money. I thought we should... There was a thing, and we had the opportunity to apply to get funding for a project. And we only have to tell the people who give the money what the project would be until 31st of January, and then we would get money for 2025 and 2026 if the project got chosen. And my, let's call them colleagues, said we should not apply for money. And I think it would be stupid to not apply for money, or at least try to apply for money, because we live in this economy where things are not looking great.
I like that you're now going into a rage and talking about the economy and society and politics, and I'm just like, okay.
I hate politicians, did you?
Maybe we should talk about the story that I wrote.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay.
I think this is not the kind of podcast we are. We can become like this kind of podcast, but I don't know if we want to. Sam just opens up and creates a new podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Politics After Lunch.
Yeah, Politics After... If you want to hear more about Politics After Lunch, go to our gaming channel.
did we talk about it?
Yes, we did. I complained a lot while playing Slenderman, I think. Do you not remember?
I remember the party talk.
We did have the party talk, but we also played something else. And, Five Nights at Freddy's. This is where I was like, there's Freddy. Anyway, politicians.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. This one I remember, but this was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay, never mind. Sorry, you can cut all of this.
Our YouTube channel. Yeah. So there has been a lot going around. You participated in more voluntary stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Stuff that you like. Talk with people.
I don't think I like talking to people anymore. Only you. Only Mindy talk is fine.
Yeah, therefore we're doing a podcast.
And tomorrow I will go on a little trip. Annually, choir trip.
Yeah, I will not participate.
Yeah, but I will make a little vlog, and then you will.
See. Okay.
I think this would be fun. Because of autism, I really like trains, so I take a lot of videos. I like how we went to Hamburg. We have a vlog on our YouTube channel about our trip to Hamburg, and more than half of it is just me filming the trains in barely even Hamburg.
Okay.
you did watch the video. If you're completely honest, I was the only two videos.
Yeah, it was mainly traveling from A to B, and now we are there. One short picture and food, and then, we're gone.
Yeah. Here's a little video of the Operettenhaus from the outside, and we're back on the train.
Yeah, trains. Oh my god. Shortly I have to clean my nose. It could also be that we are getting cold from Mac. Or maybe it's just very cold outside and we get a runny nose.
We get a runny nose. I think I only get it because it's very cold in here. You had the window open.
Yeah, but fresh air.
Yeah, I don't catch colds. Not from other people.
Then you're lucky.
Yay!
Yay. So, what else? Anything else you want to mention from your life? Yeah, we have not working on the podcast so much. Or YouTube channel?
No, I was busy with a lot of volunteer work, and that's why I could not edit as many videos I would have liked to edit.
I actually got for Christmas, how do you say it? Is there stativ?
Stativ.
Stativ? What is it in English?
The little thing you put the mobile phone on so it doesn't shake.
Something like a selfie stick, but which you can put in your room.
Yeah.
And which is stable.
It's stable and it sits on the floor and it's very long. And it can hold the camera, and then we can...
We caught some cooking videos. This was our original goal. We already recorded one. Now the only part is to edit it, so let's see. I actually enjoy more editing podcasts and audios and videos on my computer, but when I have it on my phone, I enjoy editing on my phone more.
Okay.
So it's very weird, because when I work on the podcast video stuff, I have to edit it on my computer, because it's like a lot of data and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, do this and this. And when I just lie in my bed and edit like a video on my phone,
yeah,
this is like the TGCF video I made, I edit it on my phone, I had so much fun doing it.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know, maybe it feels less like work when I don't sit at my computer and lie in my bed and just edit something. Yeah. And I'm like, hee-hee-hee. So, maybe I should just put everything on my phone and edit it there.
Yeah. So are you editing the cooking video on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool.
Because it's on my phone, so it actually makes fun to do it.
Okay, thanks. Cool. I look forward to watching us cook.
Cook. So.
Together with Niona.
Yes. She's not here. We already recorded an intermediate chapter.
I called it an intermediate chapter, but it no longer is an intermediate chapter. It's just a continuation of the story.
Yeah, you will listen to this in 2 months or something.
If you choose to do so, if you're still here.
If you're still here after, like, listen to us talking about stuff.
Yeah, hashtag cancel Mindy.
No, say this after we read this chapter, please.
No, I saw your face while typing in the cafe. I think I can already say hashtag cancel Mindy.
Oh my god, yesterday I was thinking the same. Hashtag cancel me, please. Oh my god, I cannot do this anymore. No.
Okay.
No, it makes actually so much fun. I had so much fun doing this. So let's go into it, I guess.
Okay.
So we are at chapter 7. I just call it chapter 7.
Okay.
And you're going to read the narrator.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the rest.
Okay.
And I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, let me just close this one.
Should I read it anyway?
Yeah, yeah. So I wrote down everything that was written there.
Okay.
And this is actually what Teeny Mindy wrote down. She had like this sentence.
Yeah.
I think three sentences.
And she crossed it out.
She crossed it out.
Okay.
And then it will be very fun if you read the other stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go into it. Oh, wait, what happened the last time?
What happened the last time?
What do you remember?
The main character first had a bath, but I think that's 2 chapters ago. And she was leaning against the door, nakedly.
I like that this is the part that you remember.
This is what I remember.
The main character was naked.
I think then she was in the house and she looked at the pictures and she spoke in French because Mindy was writing the story while she had French lessons.
Yes.
And yeah, I think they were about to travel somewhere, but I don't know where.
Yeah, so Dan, who we suppose killed her parents, but we don't know.
Who we think
killed her parents. Yeah. Didn't head home. Then there was a guy, Tamaki, who collected her and was like, yeah, come with me. And she was like, yeah, okay.
Technically, she could have stayed in the house she killed her parents in.
Maybe it smells at some point. She was like, no,
it's getting a bit stinky.
Yeah, she was like, oh, freedom.
Okay.
Let's go. And then she was like, collected by Tamaki. And he's like, yeah, let me take care of you.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
And then she took a bath at his very fancy witch villa.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's very rich. And
he was waiting in front of the door and he was like, I'm not a pervert, I swear.
I swear, but I will talk with you while you bath. And yeah, then afterwards, because they want to travel to France.
Uh-huh.
She has to learn some French.
Okay.
And then there was like this other guy who taught her French. And then she was like professional in it.
Okay.
After just like 2 hours.
Yeah, just like me. Yeah. Okay, shall I read now?
Yeah, and this is the part after she learned French.
Okay. After I was taught to speak some words in French, I returned into the living room where Tamaki was waiting for me. He was happy and behaved like a cute little puppy when he saw me. I could not stop smiling when I am in his near. When I'm near him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, and this was actually what Teeny Mindy wanted to write.
Yeah.
But then she was like, no.
I'm evil Teeny Mindy, I suppose.
Let's go.
The room was dark and Tamaki was sitting on his bed. Dam was a little bit scared and she could not see his face.
It's like the complete opposite. Yeah. I can totally, like relate to Teeny Mindy here. Because
like,
it's like, oh yeah, let's do a cute little story. And then I'm like, no.
This is too cute. I'm evil now.
Yeah. Just crossing it out also. Yeah. Okay. Ah, okay, so I will speak them.
Okay.
What voice did she have? Like normal voice, right?
You can only ever do normal voice or Trudy's dead voice.
Tamaki! No, this is too much pressure on my throat. Tamaki! You have sent me to get you. We are going to French.
To France?
No, this will be more funny.
We are going now to French.
Okay. To French lesson.
Silence. Dam took another step into the room and slowly called Tamaki's name.
Tamaki? Tamaki?
What was wrong with him? He seemed so depressed. Doesn't he like French? Or is it something else?
He doesn't like French and now he's like, like last chapter was way too much French for me. I don't want to listen to this anymore. This was, I think, us. After we read the last chapter, we were all like, oh, no, never again.
Yeah, we were so annoyed with each other afterwards. It was funny.
I was annoyed at Teeny Mindy.
We were annoyed
Sam at Teeny annoyed Mindy. At all of us.
Yeah.
Mac was just like, ah, nice chapter.
Yeah, he's really enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah. So what's wrong with Tamaki? Do you have any idea?
Depression, I suppose.
Okay.
Not that anything's wrong with people who are depressed, but I can also imagine that Dam already murdered him, so he's not responsive anymore. He's dead.
He has a knife in his head.
Yeah, and she doesn't remember because she doesn't remember. Yeah.
Bad memory, just like too much French.
Oh, yeah, right. I killed him. Oh, oopsie.
Oopsie. Okay. There was a knife slipping from my hand into his head.
Yeah. I slipped 5 times.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we assume that she wants to kill him, right?
I'm making it worse than it has to be. Okay, let's continue. Finally, she stood in front of him and looked down on him. His hair was a mess and she still could not see his face because he was looking down onto the floor. But it was not necessary for her to see his face. She slowly embraced his head and puts her head on his one.
I was reading this yesterday. I was like, no, why? Is she a zombie?
She's embracing his head.
Like, how do you embrace, like,
Mindy is embracing my head right now.
Now? And I put my head on yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Ouchie. So much blood.
She began to whisper in a small and smoothie voice.
Oh, no. Yeah, this was the part I was like.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Okay. I don't know what bothers you right now, but Tamaki, I promise you, I will never leave you alone. I will stay by your side and support you. I have no experiences in such things, but this is for sure. I really like you and your smile. When you look at me with your beautiful when you look at me with your beautiful she-like eyes, which are full of life and energy. I come from a cold household. Every day felt like hell. I had no one and was always alone in the cold and despair. I could not speak with anyone about my problems, even though I always knew that it is better to talk about it with friends. But I never had any friends. But do you know, Tamaki? I want to be your friend. A friend who listens to your problems, who will support you, and who will not leave you in loneliness and desperation. Please let me become a friend who can comfort you. I don't know if I have the abilities to fulfill this social task. But I will try my best in order to help you. So, Tamaki, can I become your friend?
Wow. Wow.
This is so annoying.
This is how people talk. Remember when we had this talk with each other, when I embraced your head and told you that I wanted to be your friend? And this was how we became friends? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, sure, I remember. So if you want to ask someone to be your friend, or you want to become their friend, embrace their head, put your head on theirs, and say this, say no more.
It is ski, isn't it? It's ski.
Ski like ice. Ski like
ice. You really like skiing.
Maybe because he has, like, I don't know, blue eyes? I don't know.
I think you wanted to write sky.
I wanted to write sky. But it's actually the first thing that came to my mind was ski. Like, the Japanese word for like. So I was like, maybe Teeny Mindy was like, you're, I don't know, lovingly cute eyes or something. And then I was like, no, I think I just made a mistake here.
Yeah.
But I really like that she's, like, friend-zoning him right now. He's just like, I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Nothing more. And the last sentence, I don't know if I have the abilities to fulfill this social task.
Yeah, she's this, like, is something you would say.
I would say?
Can I fulfill the social task? This is something that sounds like old Mindy.
Maybe. It might be. But I like it, actually.
Yeah.
Like, seeing this becoming your friend is, like, my task.
Yeah. It's a social task, but I will complete it and I will get an A.
Yes. I will be an A friend.
Yeah.
What does Tamaki say to this?
Silence.
Nothing. He's just like, no. Shut up. Yeah, and then I add some comments from me yesterday.
Future Mindy while writing this down. Oof.
Oof. I was so done after this point. When I wrote this down, I was like, oh, please shut up. Don't say anymore.
Oh, shit. But then she heard a sobbing. Tamaki was crying. She was somehow relieved that he opened up to her and finally looked at her face with tears in his blue eyes. Finally, he began to talk, but what he was about to say was beyond Dam's expectations. Future Mindy?
No! Because what I know what will come.
Oh god. This okay.
Oh my god. You say Tamaki. You speak Tamaki.
I should. Okay.
Yeah.
Dam, I never knew my cute little daughter had such a scary past. But don't worry, your father will take care of you and will never leave you alone.
No.
No! I thought she was older than...
She is older!
What?
But he's still doing this daughter-father roleplay thing, and it's very uncomfortable.
No!
This was the moment when yesterday I put my, like, when I had to go to the toilet because I cannot do anymore.
Yeah, Mindy had to leave for a while and cry at the stalls.
I was writing, no.
We were sitting there with a friend and she was doing physics.
Yeah,
work,
they were like
exercises,
doing the exercises. I was like
a friend of hers, and four of us were sitting there. I was writing an essay on psychology, and if I look at this from a psychological point of view,
not good.
Yeah, it tells me a lot about you.
No, I shouldn't.
Freud would love to read this.
I don't. No. So Dam friend zoned him.
Yeah.
Tamaki daughter
zoned her.
So
ever got daughter zoned?
Daughter zoned. Father zoned.
Yeah. Oh shit. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I have some ideas why I would write this.
I have too.
Because actually in the original anime, he's always to the main character. Yeah, you're my daughter.
Okay.
So I guess it comes from this one.
Yeah. He jumped out of his bed and hugged Dam. It was hard to breathe for Dam.
Ah, Tamaki, let go! I cannot breathe!
She passed out.
Okay, she just died.
Yeah. Oh no, I have lost another daughter. Tamaki realized it and called police!
Sam just went under my table because she cannot laugh anymore.
It and called police. Ambulance. He could find to get her back to life. Dam began to laugh. It was everything an act.
While he was just like crying, calling the police, making a mess out of everything. And she was like, haha, got you.
Haha, look. You did not kill me with a hug.
But I really loved this part. Like, it felt very emotional until this point. Like, having this speech of, yeah, I want to become your friend. And he was, like, opening up, crying. And
hugging
her.
And then she passes out. And then he has to call police, ambulance.
But just, like, in the next sentence, there was, like, such a jump to escalate.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. Yeah, and...
It was everything an act.
Yeah. I can just imagine Dam lying there on the ground and he was like calling the police. Police already arrives or something. And then she's like, ha, got you. Evil child, man. No, she's not a child. She's 19.
Mindy was an evil child. Oh, God.
I would have just been happy with what Mindy wrote the first.
Yeah.
Like the first three sentences and then just add the story.
Yeah.
Haha! I got you! You idiot!
Oh no.
She's so unlikable.
Yeah. Tamaki was shocked and played extremely sad. How could you deceive your father like this? Wait, I will punish you!
So how do you think he will punish her?
Smack her ass.
I was like,
it would be in character, I think, for the story.
I can actually imagine this. Like, he's just like standing in front of her, just like pulls down her pants and just like, okay, lay down. I will smack your ass.
Oh, my God. I hope you did not write this. I hope you did not.
No.
This is worse. Okay, this is worse. He began to tickle her, and the laughter could be heard in the whole house. Now all were ready for French. The travel could begin.
First of all, he tried to tickle her.
Yeah.
What is tickling?
It's like tickling, but... with his fists.
Tickle her like in the sides with his fist.
Yeah.
And actually the house is really big. It's a villa and everything, so the laughter could be heard in the whole house.
So perhaps they were running through the whole house.
And she was running away.
Hunting her with his fingers.
Like fathers do.
Yeah. But like fathers do.
With their daughters, I guess. Yeah, and now that we're all ready for French.
Yeah.
Next time, French lesson again, I guess.
Yeah. The travel could begin.
Oh my god. And this is actually the end of this chapter.
I think we need to read the next one as well.
Yeah, but not in the same episode.
No, next episode.
Now we can talk a little bit about this one. What did you think?
I'm suggesting therapy.
Yeah. I'm also suggesting it to Teeny Mindy now.
I hope one day will be one of these podcasts which make advertisements
for therapy.
So therapy people, please sponsor us, because this would be a good
ground for it, a good base
to be directly like, she passed out. Tamaki realized it and called police, ambulance. Have you ever heard of? You can buy it now for only $3.99 a month. You too can have therapy.
And the life insurance.
And life insurance, yes.
Yeah. Oh my god, what happens in these stories is sometimes so absurd. But I love it because it's so absurd.
It's upsetting. That's what it is.
I liked it before we had like such a good mood and we were like, oh yeah, let's go. And then we are reading this and like, no, what is happening?
I think my mood has improved while reading this. Might have been the coffee, but it's
yeah.
This was interesting.
Yeah, it's very funny. The next one is also...
I like the part about the ambulance.
This was also one of my favorites. Like, yeah. I really liked the part where she... I did not like her self-monologue. This was, for me personally, a pain to write this.
Yeah, the monologue was out of character and it didn't fit. But having this monologue made it even funnier to have the bad writing afterwards.
Yes! It's like so emotional before.
Yeah.
And
you only know a few words. A few big words. And you like to use them a lot.
Yeah.
Like desperation and despair. You really like these words.
Yeah, these
and
are my favorite words in school, actually.
Yeah. You've used them before, I think.
Mm.
A lot. In the story. And yeah.
I think it was also during the time I was listening to a song which was like Misery and Sorrow or something it was called.
I know the song.
It's really good. I like it. Maybe we can listen to it afterwards.
Yay. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Misery.
Misery and Sorrow and Desperation. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have like this emotional part before and Tamaki is crying and everything is like, oh yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have like a bonding moment or something. And then Tamaki was hugging her and almost killed her or something.
Yeah.
And then the police was there. And then they were like running through the house and yeah.
At least this is what you imagine. Maybe he could call them soon enough. So they didn't have to come to a house. Or maybe they stand in front of the house and then they see Tamaki running after them, trying to tickle her.
With his fists.
This episode will have so many trigger warnings.
Yes.
For example, abuse. Perhaps.
Father-daughter abuse, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
This can only go get worse.
Yeah.
And the police is standing in front of the house just like...
They see through the windows, they see them, they think, oh no.
Oh no, and just go away. Just like, we will not deal with this one.
Yes. This is how they work. We're again back to social commentary. Of police standing in front of buildings, looking through the windows and being like, no, I will not deal with this. I don't get paid enough for this.
Yes. I will get myself a beer now and go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think will happen next?
I want to hear a chapter from the perspective of the police person standing in front of the house and seeing what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they tail the car going to French And then they have to stop in front of the French border because it's no longer in their district. And they have to be like, damn, they got away.
But the villagers were very casual, following them, like eating a donut, drinking a coffee, and just like,
oh, yeah. We're going slightly them. Underneath the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But they still have their sirens on.
But I really like that the, like, Tamaki and his friends, like, don't recognize the sirens then.
Yeah, they're ignoring them.
They're just like, oh, this happens every day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So your wish is to see that the police... You want to see more police action next time.
Yeah, I want to see Tamaki and Dem in prison.
And then they
for what they
him.
Did. Because yeah. So Tamaki should go to prison for murdering her parents, and Tamaki should go to prison for being a creep.
Ah, do you think he murdered her parents?
No, I said he is a creep, and therefore he should be with Jim.
Ah, you, okay, so
and
you
then
want
we can ship
Tamaki
and... Yeah, yeah, Dam should be in prison for murdering her parents, and Tamaki should be in prison for
being a
father figure.
Yeah, I think everyone here should go to therapy and to prison.
Yeah.
Maybe first to therapy would be a good starting point for the characters.
I think in an ideal world, you would have therapy in prison.
Oh. Yeah, so we will just put them there.
Yeah.
Somewhere where they can get therapy and...
Don't have to interact with the general public.
Yeah. Yeah. All of our characters should not interact with the... Like, we know what happens in season one, right?
Yeah.
Almost the whole town was destroyed. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, my prediction is I know what already happened.
Okay.
So I cannot say anything to this, but I'm looking forward to the next part.
Yep.
And, yeah. Then we are going to read the next one.
Yes.
But the episodes for this chapter ends here. So yeah. If you want to see more of us, you can go to social media. We have...
Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
X.
Fiction and Lunch.
We do not have Facebook.
Just like thinking, oh, what social media are there?
We have an email if you want to be a little bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, want to write us like all of the therapy companies, you can write us on our email.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterlunch@gmail.com.
If you want to have ads here for therapy companies,
yeah, please
let us know.
I actually would love to have something like this.
Yeah, it would be fitting to the theme.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, you can also, like, if you're not already there, go to YouTube, where we have also the podcast episodes, animations, Let's Plays, and everything else that we just want to try
cooking.
And do. Yes, cooking.
Cooking videos. Whoop whoop.
Go to
now
YouTube.
With a German Stativ. With a stick. We have cooking videos with a stick. Yeah.
Okay. Go to YouTube then to see the stick. I can't, not to see the stick.
I don't think we even filmed the stick, did we?
No.
But you can see in the new cooking videos, they're no longer shaky because Mindy is no longer holding the camera.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
No human being is holding the camera anymore.
Yeah.
Or alien being, so.
Yeah.
And what else do we have? We have, if you want to support us and therapy, go to Patreon and Ko-fi where you can, support us.
Where you can
see
support
bonus
us.
Content.
Yeah. And if you want to see, have any wishes for bonus content, maybe let us know.
Yeah, this would always be a huge help because we don't have so many outtakes anymore, so...
Because we are really great at doing podcasts.
Yeah, we don't have any... Like, also at some point, outtakes, like... We got better in saying stuff. No, in not saying stuff that is not supposed to be in the episode anymore.
Yeah.
So, we have less outtakes.
Yeah.
But if you have any wishes, what you want to see, please write us.
Yeah, and... There's also something I said about, please leave us a review and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You know the procedure.
Yeah.
Please leave
same
us
procedure
a review and then Sam will write you, I think it was 500 words there before you.
Yeah.
Yes. So, what should be our last sentence?
Misery. And
misery
sorrow.
And sorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot breathe.
It's not what it's written there. It's a
breath.
Cannot breath.
I cannot breath. No.
No.
Hmm. Can I become your friend?
Okay, let's.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Okay. So, thank you for listening. Hope you join in next time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Can I become your friend?
No.
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 No.